Not many of us normally think of the moon as a companion planet, but that is in effect what it is. Most moons are tiny in relation to their master planet. The Martian satellites of Phobos and Deimos, for instance, are only about 10 kilometers in diameter. Our moon, however, is more than a quarter the diameter of the Earth, which makes ours the only planet in the solar system with a sizable moon in comparison to itself. Except Pluto, which doesn't really count, because Pluto is itself so small. And what a difference that makes to us. Without the moon's steadying influence, the Earth would wobble like a dying top, with goodness knows what consequences for climate and weather. The moon's steady gravitational influence keeps the Earth spinning at the right speed and angle to provide the sort of stability necessary for the long and successful development of life. This won't go on forever. The moon is slipping from our grasp at a rate of about 1.5 inches a year. In another 2 billion years, it will have receded so far that it won't keep us steady, and we will have to come up with some other solution. But in the meantime, you should think of it as much more than just a pleasant feature in the night sky. For a long time, astronomers assumed that the moon and Earth either formed together, or that the Earth captured the moon as it drifted by. We now believe, as you will recall from an earlier chapter, that about 4.5 billion years ago, a Mars-sized object slammed into Earth, blowing out enough material to create the moon from the debris. This was obviously a very good thing for us, but especially so as it happened such a long time ago. If it had happened in 1896, or last Wednesday, clearly we wouldn't be nearly so pleased about it. Which brings us to our fourth and in many ways most crucial consideration. Timing. The universe is an amazingly fickle and eventful place, and our existence within it is a wonder. If a long and unimaginably complex sequence of events, stretching back 4.6 billion years or so, hadn't played out in a particular manner at particular times, if, to take just one obvious instance, the dinosaurs hadn't been wiped out by a meteor when they were, you might well be 6 inches long, with whiskers and a tail, and reading this in a burrow. We don't really know for sure, because we have nothing else to compare our own existence to, but it seems evident that if you wish to end up as a moderately advanced thinking society, you need to be at the right end of a very long chain of outcomes involving reasonable periods of stability interspersed with just the right amount of stress and challenge. Ice ages appear to be especially helpful in this regard, and marked by a total absence of real cataclysm. As we shall see in the pages that remain to us, we are very lucky to find ourselves in that position. And on that note, let us now turn briefly to the elements that made us.